The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 285, Big Ben Bound.
Stand by for portal closure.
Standing by.
The portal is closed. You are cleared for egress.
Pennypacker, good to see you again.
Tony, welcome back. Agent Slane, it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you, Miss Pennypacker.
I see you brought someone special with you.
Yes. Allow me to introduce my daughter, Lenora.
Welcome home, my dear. I know this isn't technically your home, but you might as well get used to it.
Oh, believe me, I'm looking forward to it.
The director will be meeting with all of you this afternoon. Take the time to freshen up. I've made lunch reservations for you at your favourite restaurant.
Ah, excellent. I was hoping you would. I've been thinking about poached salmon and broccoli since we left Boulder Bar.
That sounds pretty good to me too.
I'm not sure what that is, but I'm willing to try. I have a lot of things to learn.
Yes, you do. I want you to meet me back here around 3, and I'll get all of your papers in order.
I'm not sure I can pass as one of you. Your accent is so much different from what I learned.
No need to worry. You're Lenora Lake from Topeka, Kansas. To the people outside of the IDF, you were Tony's niece here on a work visa.
What is Kansas, and what is a visa?
These are some of the things you will need to know. We'll get started on all that this afternoon. Tony, I've put Lenora up in one of our safe house flats. Your car is in its usual place. Here are the keys. And Agent Slane, here are your keys.
Great. I just hope I can remember how to drive.
I'm sure it's just like getting back on a bike.
Yeah, but this one's got four wheels and an engine.
You'll be fine. Your pay from the bounty hunter is in these envelopes. We've converted them to pounds for you. Tony, Slane, here is your mail. Now, I suggest you go freshen up and have lunch. Be back here at 3 o'clock.
Thank you, Miss Pennypacker. We'll be on our way and we'll see you at 3.
When they said remote airstrip, they weren't kidding.
It looked long enough. Barely. Both ends are open to the low-lying marsh grasses, so no problem with obstructions over 50 feet. Let's walk the runway.
You think this airstrip could handle a Cessna Citation?
Ivan was pretty sure one was on radar landing here. It only takes about 3,200 feet to take off. It was probably pretty light after a flight from upstate New York.
Plus, we don't know how far it flew before it got to Canandaigua.
That's true. With this open area on each end, the plane can make a low approach. I'd be willing to bet that planes come in here and drop their loads on flybys, and a crew picks them up and transports them.
Being out here in the Everglades makes me wonder who would be out here anyway. I don't see any outbuildings, not even a shack. I wonder if the people Kate is looking for might do something like this, rather than risk coming in by boat.
That's a good possibility. If they think things are getting too hot, they can stash the goods out in the swamp.
These tracks look fresh.
And deep. Something heavy landed here.
Like a Cessna Citation?
That's what I'm thinking. Let's go to the side here where he turned around.
I'm glad this grass is short. I'd hate to step on something.
It is fairly well maintained. Somebody's interested in keeping the strip open. The only reason I can see is for the drug trade. According to the map, there's nothing else close by.
What kind of facility would you expect to find out here?
Some kind of hunting lodge, maybe.
That makes sense.
Looks like they turned the plane here. Let's move towards the bushes and see if we can pick up any tracks.
Happy, look over here.
What you got?
It looks like a path.
I believe it is. You got your gaiters on, but watch where you step.
Trust me, I'm watching.
Looks like a clearing up ahead.
I remember reading that in the 20s, there were a lot of stills out in the glades.
Oh, yeah. And usually where there were stills, there were bootleggers. And where there were bootleggers, there was a means to escape or transport the booze.
It's a dock and a canal. If Meredith got off here, I bet a boat was waiting for him.
Because of the area's shallow water, it was more likely an airboat.
Well, then he's long gone. What do we do now?
All boats have to be registered. We go back and see if there are any registered in the area.
Are you thinking there might be a hunting guide or fisherman close by?
Either that or a gator hunter.
I forgot all about those.
If you look over there, you'll be reminded real quick.
Okay, that's our cue to leave.
Red Leader, report.
The ship is disabled. We have it surrounded.
Excellent. Stand by.
Stand by? Why aren't we going in for the kill?
Yes, why are you just sitting back? They are crippled. It's time to take them.
You don't know our ways, General. Destroying a vessel or disabling the crew does nothing for the future.
The future?
I know exactly how you feel. It bothered me at first, too. But many of our pirates are former crew members. We show them the way to easy monetary units, and they join us. We don't take the ship unless it's a prized one.
We send the ship back so we can plunder it in the future.
And what about the IDF? Don't they ever provide an escort?
Yes. It seems that they would want to protect their shipping lanes.
If there is an escort, we let them pass, unless we know that there is a major score on board.
Then we use full force to defeat the escort.
The ship is surrendering, but they want to negotiate.
Negotiate? We don't negotiate. What do they think they can demand?
They claim to have Titan diplomats aboard. Harming them will constitute an act of war.
Bring it.
They will transmit their cargo manifest to show what they are transporting. They will then dump their cargo for us to retrieve. What should I tell them?
Tell them we accept. But if this is a trick, we will destroy their ship and everyone aboard.
I will inform them of your terms, Lord Zokar.
So what do you do now?
We wait. We will check their manifest, and once we collect their cargo and check it, we'll let them go.
Just like that. Let them go.
My friend, this is our way. It works well. We take enough to fill our pockets. Too much, and the IDF will intervene.
There was a day when that is what we wanted.
And that was also the day you had a well-equipped army backing you up. We are not an army. We are a band of brothers, united in plundering ships.
And what happens when there is nothing to plunder?
We send out scouts in search of vessels. If you're thinking that my men would rebel, that is always a possibility. Everyone thinks that they're a better captain, such as the life of a pirate.
But if they try, they have to come past me and my eviscerating claw.
Which seems to be mending nicely.
Don't remind me. By the way, you seem to be walking better since your last meeting with Gabby.
I could have gone a little longer without hearing that name.
I wouldn't worry about that now. I'm sure that the bounty hunter will be searching for us once Lister and Ursula have been dealt with. You know she would not miss out on a paying bounty.
I don't miss Lister, but Ursula could have been of good use to us.
Really? You think that with her devotion and allegiance to Lister, she'd abandon him?
There's no doubt in my mind.
Lenora was her predecessor. She was very devoted to Lister and is now a member of the IDF. Anything is possible.
We have retrieved the cargo manifest. and are collecting the shipping crates.
Excellent. Notify me when all of the crates have been secured.
Affirmative.
And just like that, you are satisfied that you have all of their cargo.
We are not stupid, guard. We know that some things are generally withheld. As long as we have plenty of bounty, we let them live to ship another day.
Again, I must remind you that there are dignitaries aboard. We go in, we take, we get out. No need to start a war.
I'll live for war.
Then you won't live for long.
Perhaps the day will come, Zardoz, when you have enough soldiers and wealth that you could join us in making Rage what it used to be. Together, we could take on the galaxy.
Only time will tell, General. As for now, we have plunder to recover. Reserve your comments until you see what we have taken.
All crates have been retrieved and secured.
All personnel return to base.
I think you'll see that we have done well.
I will reserve my judgment until you have completed your inventory.
After which, I will give you my decision.
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Detective Mac, welcome back. How was your training class?
It was interesting, but not nearly as interesting as what you've been through.
Oh, so you heard about our little incident.
Little? I heard it almost took both of you out for good.
Yeah, it was touch and go there for a minute.
So, as I understand it, there was a secondary explosion.
Yeah, we figured the first was to get us there, and the second was to take us out. I found the remains of a remote receiver, so someone was watching us.
My question's this. What was Agent Hawk doing there with you?
We've been following a threat possibly involving the Pentagon. Given the fact that she specializes in Chinese immigration, and the laundry was Chinese-owned, and the fact that she has experience investigating SIS matters, she was a natural fit.
Where is she now?
We learned that the owners went to Florida often. When we finally had a chance to search through the rubble, we found a hidden compartment with traces of cocaine.
I see. So, you think the two are related? Makes sense. Florida is a main destination for drug runners.
That's why she's in Florida now. Homeland sent her to work with the Miami office. There wasn't much more she can do here.
So, who's following up on this operation? What was it?
Ralph.
Ralph. That's a dumb name.
We thought the same thing. The only thing we could think of was that movie. Ralph Wrecks the Internet.
I've heard of stretches before, but you gotta admit, Nelson, that's a long one. So, who's working the case now?
As for Operation Ralph, Homeland Security is running with it. We're still working on the bombing case. Agent Hawk will keep us informed if she finds the Lees.
Now, I also heard that you found a paper map in that rubble. Is that where Operation Ralph comes from?
Yes, it was written in Russian on the back along with some numbers. The numbers turned out to be an IP address used by the Pentagon.
I see. So that's where Homeland came in.
Exactly. So what do they have you doing now that you're back in action?
Things are pretty quiet right now, so I can assist you in anything you need, at least until something else comes up.
I appreciate that. You'll have to talk to the lieutenant about it. You don't have any suspects yet, so that's my main focus.
I'll do that. Say, how's Barnes doing with his PI business?
From what I can tell, he's staying busy.
That guy will be doing some kind of police work until he draws his last breath.
You got that right.
Alright, let me go talk to the LT and see what he wants me to do.
Hey, cheer up. At least you won't pull one of my old assignments.
Hey, what's that?
Crossing guard at the school.
You got a point there.
What do you think's going on?
Yeah, we were supposed to be off the case for two sleep cycles.
What's the matter, Liam? Too much celebrating last night?
I gotta tell you, Gabby, how you were able to walk out of Scully's like you'd just had some tea amazes me.
It takes practice. Plus, you need to know your limitations, and it doesn't hurt to have a captain who doesn't partake.
Believe me, Liam, I've seen her close out a bar before. Last night, if I may use that expression, was nothing.
When we get back home, you'll have to come to Australia and let me and the skipper show you the nightlife of King's Bloody Cross.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that, Marco. The town may never be the same again.
Oh, come on, guys. I'm not that bad.
I think what he's trying to say is, you're that good.
I can tell you this. She's never gotten herself into a state where she lost control.
Yeah, 45 down. 7 to go.
What?
Oh, I get it.
Explain it to me later. Right now, I'm more concerned about why Jaffra wants us back at the ship so soon.
Maybe he's been spotted somewhere.
If that's the case, then Zardoz can't be too far behind.
If it involves Hanukkah and that crazy guard of his, it would have to include Zardoz. That's the last person they were with.
Oh, that'd be convenient. We could arrest all three for a nice little bounty.
I imagine there's a handsome reward for the capture of Zardoz. From what I understand, he's been attacking freighters here for quite a while.
Hanukkah was pretty desperate to get back to his home base. Trouble is, he's essentially broke and doesn't have an army.
It makes sense for him to team up with the pirates. I'm sure when he gets enough spondoolies, he'll bugger off.
Well, whatever's going on, we'll soon know. I can see Captain Nate and Jeff are up on the gangway.
They look a bit impatient. Looks like we might be headed out. Both of you look like you have some important news.
Yes, follow us to the con. We have a few things to discuss. I hope there wasn't too much celebrating last night.
I don't think there was. Right, Gabby?
Right.
So what's going on? I thought we had another sleep cycle of R&R.
So did we. Unfortunately, a freighter bound for Titan IV was hit by pirates earlier. We think Hanukkah and his guard could be with them.
We discussed that very possibility. Hanukkah needs monetary units to start reorganizing Rage.
Plus, he has no ship. He's pretty much at the mercy of Zardoz.
That's one of the reasons we had you come back sooner. We need to take action.
We had the ship resupplied, so we're in good shape.
How about the two shuttlecraft? We pretty much depleted the charge on them.
The one good shuttle got a full charge for the EMP cannon.
What about the one I was flying? It took on a lot of damage.
It's going to require substantial repairs. We'll be going out with just one shuttle.
Liam, man the pilot station. Marco, you take navigation.
All right! Back in the driver's seat.
Do you have any particular coordinates in mind?
Just plot a reverse course back to the asteroid field.
On it.
We have orders from the controller to go after Hanukkah, his guard, and Zardoz. We have arrest warrants for all three.
What about any of the others? Are we just going to let his crew go?
They're all accessories to the fact. They can be brought in for questioning.
I'm sure all of them will be charged with piracy.
So it sounds like everyone will be free game.
Yes, but our main goal is Hanukkah, his guard, and Zardoz. These three are our bounties.
So we have clearance from Boulder Bar departure.
Very well. Everyone in your seats and buckle up.
We are cleared to taxi for departure.
Very well. Taxi to the active.
Well, I see you're still studying those maps. You must be getting to know Miami by now.
I'm getting there. This is worse than looking for a needle in a haystack. I don't even know if I'm in the right haystack.
You have to start somewhere. This is just as good a place as any.
Miami was a frequent destination for the Lees. If I were in a foreign country and I knew there was a pocket of Americans with stores and restaurants, and especially if I barely spoke the language, I'd head for that pocket.
I can attest to that. When I first arrived in New York 20 years ago, I spent a lot of time in Manhattan's East Village and Brighton Beach in Brooklyn.
Where there were a lot of Ukrainians there?
Yeah, I think today there are about 150,000, making it the largest such community in the U.S.
If the Lees wanted to be surrounded by their fellow country people, it seems they would go to the west coast of Florida. My research showed that Pinellas Park, just south of Clearwater, has one of the heaviest concentration of Asians in Florida. It's over 11% Asian. Or they could head for the tiny town of Trilby, just west of Orlando, where the population is 25% Asian.
The trouble with that is that it's landlocked. Pinellas Park is on a heavily populated peninsula. Miami has the easiest access by water and the quickest route to Baltimore. So I think you're in the right place.
I hope so. So what's the latest with Thornton and Scarlet?
They took a car out to the Glades to check out an old airstrip.
An old strip in the Everglades? Sounds like fun.
I warned them to be on the lookout for creepy crawling critters.
Is there a bounty on pythons?
Yeah, it's big business for some. You get $50 for everyone under 4 feet and $25 a foot after that. Now, if you find an active nest, it's a $200 bonus.
Hopefully, the only thing they'll encounter are raccoons, possums, and rabbits.
Unfortunately not. A recent study showed that only 1% of raccoons and possums were left, and rabbits have been totally wiped out.
No wonder there's a bounty on them. It seems like the gators would keep them in check.
Well, believe it or not, they eat gators, too.
Well, I certainly hope our investigation doesn't lead us to the Everglades.
You don't want to go to the beautiful Everglades?
Let's just say, if I want to see pythons and gators, I'll go to Zoo Miami, where I can observe from a distance.
We didn't see much in the way of wildlife, except for one hungry-looking alligator.
Which prompted our return.
Were you able to make any kind of determination?
Yes, we were. There were fresh tracks, which led us to a dock.
Given the shallow water, we figured someone used an airboat rather than drive out.
That's most likely the case. I'll check around and see if maybe there's a hunting guide or snake wrangler with an airboat. Maybe we'll get lucky.
So, Kate, how goes it with your case?
We have several agencies helping us. Homeland, ICE, DEA, the Coast Guard. If there's a smuggling attempt, hopefully we'll catch them.
But those two may just be down here to lay low.
That's true, but a drug run might lead us right to where they're hiding. It's worth a shot. I'm going to start checking for airboats that could be used around that airfield.
Appreciate it. We'll be here studying these maps.
Now, where is this airstrip?
Right here. As you can see, there isn't much of anything around it.
Is this a strip recognized by the FAA?
No, it's not even shown as a private strip. Someone went through a lot of trouble to build this in the middle of a swamp.
What doesn't show up real well here is that this whole area is essentially an island. Compared to the surrounding area, it's pretty high ground.
You have to wonder, though, how did they grade it? It would take forever to get a dozer back there.
I think if you research it, you might find that many years ago it was a private strip, maybe used by bootleggers. Whatever the reason is not important. We need to find out how Meredith got off that island, and if it was even there in the first place.
Hey, what's your status now?
Yeah, we're parked near his house. If he takes his usual route, he won't see us.
Well, I just talked to Janet, and she says he's on his way home. Do you think she'll actually confront him?
Well, I told her that we've gone as far as we can. The rest is up to her.
Well, she seemed pretty adamant about getting to the bottom of things. Can't say I really blame her.
Hey, sometimes you gotta remember, curiosity killed the cat.
Well, as much curiosity as there is in that house. I hope she doesn't have any cats. So let me know what happens.
Will do.
They're killing cats now?
No, it's just a saying. It means sometimes you need to leave well enough alone.
Oh, that's good. I like cats. They're stealthy and sneaky, just like me.
Well, be thankful they don't eat like you do, or we'd all be in trouble.
Speaking of trouble, here comes John. You think he's going to tell Janet what he really does?
Well, if he doesn't, I think you're going to see the wife version of a cat.
Man, I would love to be a fly on the wall right about now.
Hey, nice to see you home a little early.
Yeah, I took the afternoon off.
Really? What's the occasion?
Well, I've been gone a lot, and...
And? And what?
Janet,
I need to tell you... something.
Will John tell her everything, or will he make something up? Will Ivan be able to help either Kate or Pappy with her case? Will the Mercury crew be able to find Hanukkah? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Undercover Uncovered.